That's a busy night for Keith tomorrow night. His whole gang will be here again at 7 o'clock, so please tune in. We hope to have some election results locally. We can't promise anything outside of that, and we know the turnout has been massive. We just ask everyone to be patient. At least we'll get some good back and forth from everybody and see where they're going, where the projections and everything else happen. That's tomorrow night right here on WGCL. Tonight on WGCL, Monday Night Football, as we always do, Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers head to MetLife Stadium in New Jersey to take on the New York Giants. Westwood One's coverage begins at 7:30, kickoff about 8:15. Monday Night Football every Monday night during football season here on WGCL. As promised, we told you we would have Monroe County Treasurer Jessica McClellan joining us again today. Jessica, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm doing really good, Mike. How are you?
Well, I'm glad to have you back because, number one, I screwed up last time. I had all this wonderful audio from you and Mick Renhuizen on Thursday, and then somehow the world of the computer swallowed it and did not spit it back out. So I wanted you to come back on because I don't want this to get lost in the election, because we know a week from tomorrow is also when our property taxes are due. Who has to pay their property tax, Jessica, next Tuesday?
That's right. They're due already. They're due next Tuesday on the 10th. Everybody who owns property or has a business, personal property in Monroe County, I need you to check your property taxes. You can check them with me. You can check them with us by calling us. You can go online to our website and check to see what you owe. But they are due on November 10th, and they need to be postmarked or paid online by November 10th.
Yeah, and the reason I wanted Jessica to come on with us, and she was like, hey, we need to get this message out because we know we pay these twice a year. And earlier this year, when we were in the early days of COVID, we did have a little bit of a grace period. And I want people to understand that was then and this is now. There is no grace period this time around, correct?
That's correct. Yep, the governor did it for the whole entire state, and July 10th was our grace period deadline. But it's come and gone so fast, and all of a sudden it's fall again, so they're due on the 10th. And another thing I wanted people to be aware of is that because of COVID and all of our trying to keep our employees and our community healthy, we're closed. The whole building is locked, but it's open by appointment only. So I wanted to make people aware of all the different ways they can pay their taxes this year. So we've got the big three. It's mail, online, or by phone. Mail, you can mail it, write your check out to Monroe County Treasurer, mail it to P.O. Box 2028 in Bloomington, Indiana, 47402. You can put your coupon in there with it. You can write your duplicate number on the check, and you can include a self-addressed stamped envelope for a receipt. If you want to pay online, you can go to our county website. You can click on the icon, online tax payment. It looks like a little credit card. It's super easy. You look up your property and all your properties. You can pay them right there. Fees apply when you use your credit card or an e-check, but e-check is only $1.50, and it's really quick and easy.
And the other part of this, Jessica, that is fun, is if you want to hand deliver this, well, you can have an appointment like Keith had and said it went great.
Yeah.
And don't you have a special box out front too? So if you don't want it to get lost in the mail or deal with anything like that, we've heard about ballots and everything else, people are getting scared. You have a way around that.
Yeah, definitely. You can call our office at 812-349-2530 and tell us you'd like to come in person, and we will make you an appointment, and we will take your payment in person at the courthouse. And if you'd like to get it just a little bit close as you can to us, if you don't want to come in, we have a drop box. You can literally put it at our doorstep. There's a drop box on the north side of the courthouse right by the doors. It says treasurer. It says payments. It says insert payment here. It looks kind of like a square R2-D2, and it sits out there by the north doors, and we check it a couple times a day, and it's super popular. There's tons of payments in there, and I was there over the weekend checking it, so that no payments sit in there over the weekend. So it's a drop box. It's at the courthouse, and we will mail you a receipt. You do not have to even ask. You can just take it to the drop box.
You don't even have to talk to R2-D2. You just have to feed him. That's yeah. That's how we're doing that. But just to remind people, though, if you're going to pull on the door lever because you want to come up and say hello, that's not going to be the case. We don't want people to put money in the meter. We don't want people to go out of their way. So we're trying to eliminate all the hurdles just so we can get all this revenue. Talk about why all the tax revenue is important, Jessica, and how it funds the county.
Oh, my gosh. Taxpayers are so important to fund the county. You pay for township fire departments, schools, regular fire departments, and government services like roads, prosecutors, health departments, the court system, sheriffs. You pay for so many things with your taxes, and so we just can't thank taxpayers enough. And that's everybody who pays property tax, and you know, everybody who has a business. I mean, it sort of feels like it's never ending, like you never stop paying taxes, but the taxes that you pay here for property taxes go directly back into local services. So we really appreciate it.
Yeah, and everybody's got to pay them too so we can have all those great services. Now, we've been so positive on all the ways we can do this. Is the penalty bad? Is it stiff? We don't want to talk about penalties, do we? We want to talk about everybody paying. But there is going to be a penalty if you don't pay on the 10th.
Yes, don't be scared. It's only 5% for 30 days.
Oh.
So it's sort of like you have a grace period on your penalty. That's the way it is every year, every due date. It's only a 5% penalty for 30 days, and then after 30 days, it goes up to 10%. So
you don't want to do that. You just want to pay it on time and be done with that. Jessica McClellan is our guest this afternoon. She's the Monroe County Treasurer. And when we talk about why do we have two dates for property taxes? Why don't we just do it once and rip the Band-Aid off and be done with it?
You could pay it all once.
Oh.
The state gives us, you could pay it all in the spring, and we do get a lot.
You'll take all our money up front. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, get it over with in the spring. You're welcome to pay it all in the spring. You're welcome to spread it out as long as it's all paid by November 10th. That gives us time to settle out the year. It takes us a while to collect everything, account everything, and settle and get all the units their money by the end of 2020. But there are two due dates so that people don't have such a big tax bill just once a year. They have half the tax bill twice a year. It's just something to make it easier for taxpayers.
And we talk about making it easier for taxpayers. That's what the Monroe County Treasury Department is doing online, on the phone, internet, drop off, a billion ways to participate. If I'm a new homeowner and I'm not sure if I owe taxes or not, is the easiest way just to call your office and make sure that the box is checked or not checked on that?
Yes, it's really easy to call our office, 812-349-2530, and we can look that up for you. It's also really easy to look online yourself. You can go to our website, co.monroe.in.us, and use the drop-down boxes, find Treasurer, and then click View Property Tax Info. You just put your address in, and you can see your payments. You can see what you owed this year. So if you're too busy to call us, I completely understand that. We would love to talk to you, but you can also go online and look all of that up.
Yeah, it's something you just don't want to ignore or think that you have covered, or sometimes it just doesn't get checked off. When you either refinance or move or do whatever that is. Mm-hmm. So make sure you don't have a headache. It's really easy. Mm-hmm. Everything we've talked about today has been really easy, Jessica. It's frightening how easy it is. And we know not everybody loves the internet as well, but you do have people mm-hmm. there that will answer phone calls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, definitely. It's really easy to call. You just call and say, hey, this is Mrs. So-and-so, and this is where I live. Can you tell me if I have any taxes due? And we'll do everything we can to make sure you have a plan on how to pay. We'll ask you how you're going to pay and make sure that you know that you're doing everything right and that you've got all your properties covered. And, you know, speaking of all your properties, let's say you didn't get a tax bill for one of your properties, so you can't find a tax bill anymore. Call us or go online, and you can print a tax bill exactly like the one you got in the mail that shows the amount that's due today. So it'll show updated with payments, so you can do that too. Please make sure you've got all your properties coupons for them and that you're paying on them. And if you need anything else, let us know. And before you mail them, you got to make sure that they're postmarked by November 10th. And that doesn't mean go and put them in the box where the mailman comes and picks them up from your house. That means go to the post office. on the 10th and stand in line and make sure the mail clerk stamps with his it's called a hand stamp. Make sure the mail clerk stamps your envelope November 10th. If you just drop in the mailbox,
no guarantee.
Postmarked, the right way,
We try to. I don't know why we spend so much time helping the procrastinators, but we do, and there are ways to get around that, but you don't want to be paying late fees and dealing with all that stuff. So just get it taken care of. Give us the web address one more time, Jessica, so people can go on and take a look.
Yes, that's www.co.monroe.in.us.
And pay your taxes, kids, so we can have all these wonderful amenities that go along with it. And remember, Jessica, if you don't like the amount of taxes you are paying tomorrow, well, you can have your say in that as well, as long as you're registered to vote. So there's a couple of ways here in the next couple of weeks to make your voices heard, but we need to hear. Property taxes are due Tuesday by midnight. Is that the cutoff, the official cutoff, or is it 5 o'clock or noon or anything like that?
It's midnight. I'm going to make a trip over to that Dropbox. I'm staying up, and we're going to see how many properties.
Then we're going to put R2-D2 to bed after that. He's going to have to go to sleep. So make sure you get over there and handle all that. Are your offices open tomorrow on Election Day?
We are not. We are not open on Election Day, and we're going to have a busy day on Wednesday. We're ready for it. Everybody come and see us after that day off. Please don't try to come to the courthouse on Election Day.
No.
We are closed.
That's right.
We are not working.
Get a nap in, because Wednesday, as you said, will be busy. Then you'll be busy for the next couple of weeks making sure all the money gets into the coffers and goes to the respective departments. Great job as always, Jessica. We appreciate the update. This time I've recorded it. This time it's going on the website at WGCLradio.com, and people can use it as a resource here over the next week or so. Thank you so much, and we'll talk again in April.
This is so great. Yes, we will talk again. Thanks, Mike. Have
awesome, Jessica. I appreciate you reaching out, and this information is great. I didn't want it to get lost in the election madness, which it is. Make sure you pay your property taxes. If not, call Jessica the number one more time.
812-349-2530.